Alabama, Florida, and Georgia are three very different states with one very mutual problem. It's the water flowing from Atlanta's Lake Lanier and into the Chattahoochee River that runs through Alabama and Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last month on one legal dispute over water rights in the region, but the issue remains mostly unresolved. Alabama Public Radio, WABE in Atlanta, and WFSU in Tallahassee formed a collaboration to cover stories of mutual interest. The water war is the first issue of that tri-state effort. Water stakeholders formed a group to try to share this natural resource. Molly Samuel of WABE is the first of three reporters you'll hear from on how this group views the problem.
I'm at Lake Lanier with Wilton Rooks. It's a perfect spring day, clear sky, birds overhead. We're on a dock with people loading their fishing boats in and out of the water nearby.
Yeah, it's a very popular launching ramp.
To many, the lake just north of Atlanta is a fun destination. But the reservoir is also Metro Atlanta's main source of drinking water. And it's near the headwaters of the Chattahoochee River, one of the rivers the states have fought over. Rooks is one of the founders of the Apalachicola Chattahoochee Flint Stakeholders. It's a group made up of people from all three states representing industry, farmers, residents, and environmentalists. They got together to see if there was a way to solve the disagreements over the water in the rivers.
The question was, is there a better way to manage the water other than through the courts?
And they did come up with a plan. It was released in 2015. One of the recommendations, to raise the level of Lake Lanier by 2 feet to store an additional 26 billion gallons of water here.
I've always used the analogy of a bank account. The more money you have stored in your bank account, the more you have to use when you need it, if you have an emergency.
Like a bad drought. The dam itself wouldn't have to be changed. It's high enough. But this idea still wouldn't be easy. Higher water levels would put this boat ramp permanently underwater. Beaches would be affected. And there are questions about how that extra water would be used when it is needed. Still, Rooks, who's no longer involved with the stakeholders group, says at least this plan shows that a solution is possible, even if it ends up working differently.
There's enough water for everyone most years. The problems arise when there's a drought. I'm Stan Engold with Alabama Public Radio News. We're in the town of Eufaula on a branch of the Waltreff George Reservoir. That's about 220 miles downstream of Lake Lanier, but still on the Chattahoochee River, on the border between Georgia and Alabama. We're standing on the state docks, which is little more than a concrete slab and some rotted steel beams. One issue for Alabama is a number of industries that rely on the Chattahoochee.
If they do not have adequate flow, they will shut down.
Philip Clayton is the current chair of the ACF Stakeholders Executive Board. He says that the power plants and paper mills along the river use water for manufacturing, cooling, and power generation. So less water means fewer jobs. Clayton uses one of the paper mills as an example.
That is 800 jobs. That would have a tremendous impact on our local economy here, the economy of Phenix City and Columbus, and in the region because of losing the associated indirect jobs that support that 800 direct job.
Clayton says the stakeholders' water plan was largely ignored by leaders from all three states and by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The plan suggests a lot more flexibility and coordination in how water is released from reservoirs throughout the system, so there'd be minimum water flow levels even during a drought.
With the Sustainable Water Management Plan, we will be able to meet those flows because those flows are critical to those plants in their operations, whether it be direct process water or cooling water, thermal water, or in the case of hydroelectric, in actual generation.
But for this to work, the plan also calls for Alabama's nuclear plant Farley to refurbish its intake so that it can meet water demands when flow is low. The plant produces almost 20% of Alabama Power's electricity. So for Alabama, it's not just jobs at stake, it's power generation too.
In Florida, there's a delicate ecosystem and an oyster fishery at stake. I'm Rob Diaz de Villegas with WFSU. I'm in the Apalachicola River Delta with former Apalachicola Riverkeeper Dan Tonsmeyer. He's helping the environmental organization restore wetlands previously blocked by dredging projects. Tonsmeyer explains these waterways are called sloughs.
They come out of the river, run so far down the river floodplain, picking up the nutrients and the organic matter, bringing it back into the river.
And from there, into Apalachicola Bay. Tonsmeyer says restoring the sloughs would help the ecosystem in the bay and the oyster industry, but only if there's enough water to reach the whole floodplain. That's why the stakeholders' water plan, which Tonsmeyer helped write, calls for more water to be released from the Jim Woodruff Dam out of Lake Seminole. That's where the Chattahoochee meets with the Flint River on the state line with Florida, and they combine to form the Apalachicola River. Tonsmeyer says the plan calls for two big releases of water in May and July, mimicking historic natural river flows. When rain is abundant, this happens anyway. But during droughts, he says, the Army Corps of Engineers cuts flows.
It's the same in the bay as it is in the floodplain. It likes to be wet and dry and wet and dry. When you fix it at a drought stage, it puts such an extreme stress on the system.
Tonsmeyer says after a drought in 2012, the Apalachicola Bay oyster fishery crashed when too little water was released from the dam for 10 straight months. He says big releases of water during oyster spawning season might create better growing conditions, even during drought years. Managing the river system should be possible, the stakeholders say, but their plan only works when all of it is implemented. Even if what they proposed back in 2015 isn't the final answer, it's at least a start in how to share the water between the three states.
You just heard from Rob Diaz-Daviegas of WFSU in Tallahassee, Molly Samuel of WABE in Atlanta, and Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold. This is the first story in a collaboration between our three newsrooms to cover issues of mutual interest in the tri-state area. For more on this story, you can go to our website, apr.org.